I'm Robert, this is Danny.
Hello.
We are the Royal Ramblings, and as ever, you can contact us at royalramblings@gmail.com, and you can tweet us at royal_ramblings. And just for clarification, we won't be cancelling our WWE network after the Rumble last night. I actually thought it was quite a good Rumble.
I loved it. I really enjoyed it. Anything that's got The Rock in, I'm obviously going to be biased.
Absolutely. But we're not here to talk about that.
No.
We will have a podcast later on in the week where we will more than likely be discussing that and some other things. We'll have an interview with Eugene. We'll have an interview with Noam Dar.
Yeah.
And maybe one special guest as well to review the Rumble with us.
Yeah.
So, but we will come back to that. Anyway, the reason for this very special podcast is, as you all know, we have been having a competition over the last week. Thanks to TNA for providing the gifts for our competition. We have two tickets to each of the UK shows this week, plus, and just for the London show, a signed picture of the beautiful SoCal Val.
Wow.
And Richard Parliament, the star of TNA Bishop Boot Camp, will record a voicemail message for you.
Nice.
Yeah. So we have, Danny and I have all the responses in front of us, and there were many. We were absolutely shocked by how many people got in contact with us.
Millions and millions of the Robs fans.
And the Daddy fans. So, this is the first time we've sat down. We haven't talked about these before we've got going, so we're looking at the same. And let's start where the tour is starting off, in Glasgow. For me, one person jumps out. I don't know if you feel the same, Danny.
I think that's right.
Louis Faber messaged us, and by far, I think, the best. And he writes, "If I were a wrestler, I'd be called the Master Traitor.
Ooh.
I would secretly make phony alliances with other wrestlers, mainly ones from England, I assume he's Scottish, only then to shatter their dreams by sending in a mob of angry ginger-bearded Scotsmen to attack them in the form of a battle royal. It'd certainly make great TV viewing and otherwise. Also, I like puns." So I think by far the best out of the Glaswegian application. So congratulations. Two tickets will be on the way to you, and we'll be in contact very soon to organise
them. Brilliant. Ginger bearded mobs going in. I love it.
So Manchester, I think two jump out at us.
There were quite a few. There were the raging royal rogue of awesomeness.
Not thank bad. You, Stephen Brown, for that one, yes. Yeah.
But there were two, I think, that better that.
Okay, go on, tell me about those.
So one is, it's very difficult to decide. One gentleman would say that he would call himself Bruce Leeds.
Bruce Leeds, okay. Why would he call himself Bruce Leeds?
Well, he's saying his persona would reflect his love for the city. The character would wear a Leeds United and Leeds Rhino shirt. If they were to perform in Leeds, they'd get a good pop. I mean, he's given quite a detailed
analysis. I have some loyalty towards Leeds.
Oh.
So, Leeds Rhinos, my father's cousin was a scout for Leeds Rhinos, and we'd go up there most Christmas times and go and see, I think it was a Boxing Day match, we'd go and watch. So I've been to see Leeds play many times, I've been to Wembley to see them play. In fact, I got chucked out of Wembley whilst watching Leeds, and that's another story for you.
Wow.
And also, I love the term Dirty Leeds, as he talks about there, Dirty Leeds. So I quite like that one, but you have a...
I'm erring towards, Francis Reyes sent in a message saying that I would call myself the Franchise, as my first name is Fran.
I see what she's done there.
The Franchise is me turned up by a factor of 10.
So are we, these two are the two top two?
I think those are the two
right,
top.
Right, so who are we going to give the
are
two?
Should we draw it out of a hat?
Well, we have the choice to either do that, or we could give one ticket to each. But I think
I think we'll have to draw it. Got a glass here.
Okay, let me tear a piece of paper up. Hang on. So this makes great podcasting, this does. Okay, so let me just got a pen here. So this one, not that you can see, says Francis on it. And that says Joseph on it.
Yeah.
And Danny, I will leave you the honours of picking out which one wins.
And the winner.
Drum roll.
Entering at number one in the Rumble, Francis Reyes.
Hey, congratulations, Francis. Two tickets will be on the way to you. We'll get in contact with you tomorrow morning and put them straight in the post to you. So, last, and I think probably the most difficult one to go to decide, is the London one. Just a reminder that with the London comes a signed picture of SoCal Vale and also that Richard Parliament voicemail, plus two tickets to see TNA at Wembley. So that, I thought there were some incredible answers here, some really, really good ones. So, Danny, which ones were your favourites?
I mean, I like the Curvaceous Crippler that was sent in. That wasn't bad. That was Emma Knight who offered that. Some, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't that impressed with.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to say the name of this person, but they just wrote wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure what happened with that one. Personally, my favourite one, which I thought was actually quite a clever one, was they'd call themselves The Paper. Simply because I can say with confidence, even though I've never faced him in a match, I can beat The Rock. Hashtag rock, paper, scissors. Now, I think that's brilliant. I think that's personally my favourite one.
Brilliant. I mean, I suppose that, let me say that my runner-up would have been Mighty Morris Maelstrom.
Okay.
Because I quite like that. But I'm going to go with you because ultimately, as we know, anything that includes The Rock is going to be genius.
Absolutely. And, playing to you.
And it was clever.
I thought it was very, very clever. As soon as that one came in, I think it was quite an early one that came in. It was absolutely brilliant. So to the person who's called WWE Belfast, we have your email address. We will get in contact with you first thing tomorrow morning, and we'll arrange, rather than probably in the post, we'll probably, you get to meet the Royal Ramblings as well, and
they
get to meet us as well, and we'll give them their tickets.
That should be another part of the prize.
That is another part. Maybe we'll get them on the podcast as well.
Oh yeah,
that could be a good one. Okay, so congratulations to the three of you. We'll be in contact very soon, and look out for some more podcasts this week with some massive superstars. Until then.